This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Crabgrass preventers are just that, preventers. With just a few exceptions, crabgrass preventers have no effect on existing crabgrass plants, so they must be applied before germination. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says the timing of a crabgrass preventer application may determine just how effective it is. Greg, as we think about getting out into the lawn, a lot of people are starting to think about the crabgrass preventer and maybe at this point just keep thinking about it, right?
Yeah, there's lots of products that we can choose from today. And so some of them you do put down a little bit earlier than others. But oftentimes I hear a lot of problems later in the summertime. They're seeing crabgrass and maybe they put it down a little bit too early and it's worn out. So you may pick your poison on if you want it to control early or later, but there's a lot of products to choose from, so you got to research what you're doing.
And really, it's good for about 60 days or so?
Well, the older products, which are still very effective, do have that kind of longevity, and so you put down maybe two applications to get you through the season. Some of the newer products are rated as season-long control, but I think those are the ones that people may put down too early. If they have an irrigation system or it rains a lot, it may peter out before we get to the end of the season and you get some crabgrass showing up. We do have an advantage nowadays of putting down a post-emergent herbicide as well. So if you do have some escapes or something like that, we do have options now to control that in our home lawns.
I probably should have started with this, but what's really the idea behind the crabgrass preventer? How does it work?
Yeah, so basically you're getting an amount of product down that will affect the germination or the young growing crabgrass. And so used to think of you putting down a blanket, and that's still good to get good thorough coverage, but really it's the amount of product that you have in the soil where that root system's starting to grow and comes in contact with that. So you can actually have kind of some holes in your blanket, if you will, out there as long as you have enough concentrated product. And I think that's where that product gets diluted over time, and so there's not enough there to be effective maybe later on in the season.
The application process, do we want to do some mowing first to get the lawn a little lower?
Oh, you can do that just to have a little quicker spring green up, but really you just need to water that product in after you put it on and get that activated. It doesn't happen overnight, so you do want to put it on a little bit before we start to see some crabgrass for most of our products. K-State did some research that maybe we need to wait till maybe May before we put some of these products on, and so I wouldn't get in too much of a rush if you've had issues later on in the season.
The timing here is somewhat important then.
It is. You know, we used to say April 15th as a guide. Of course, our seasons are different year from year. We use a red bud full bloom as a guide for putting down some of the products. I think we may be able to go a little bit later than that for some of our newer products, specifically one called Dimension. It's the only one that actually does control existing crabgrass, and it's in the second or third leaf stage. So you can wait to actually see some crabgrass before you use a product like Dimension. All the others need to be effective before you see the germination.
Is this for aesthetics, or is this something that will help prevent crabgrass from spreading throughout the lawn?
It's really for aesthetics because the seeds are everywhere, and so it's just basically for the pride maybe, and we often see more issues along the zones that are harder for our grass to grow, so along the driveway, sidewalks, the curbside, those areas that usually get a little bit hotter and is not as good for at least our tall fescue for growing, and so sometimes you can just kind of spot spray. Always concerned about growing a healthy lawn to start with, and if you have an area that's full of turf, there won't be room for weeds to grow. Crabgrass, we know it germinates at soil temperature 55, so we don't need to put on anything before that. Right now it's probably 42 or so, at least here in our area. And that seed also needs sunlight to germinate. So if there's a canopy over there in the shade, you won't get any crabgrass growing. So the characteristics of crabgrass need to be known and then treat for that as needed.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, with tips for successfully applying crabgrass preventers. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.